KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and breezy here today with a high around 58. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news. Authorities in Council Bluffs are investigating the death of a transient. According to Council Bluffs police, the body of a 34-year-old white male transient was discovered Friday in a hole he was digging in a wooded area just east of the 1600 block of North 15th Street. Officials say it appears the man was digging a hole for a shelter or storage of his belongings when he fell in and became trapped. An autopsy was scheduled as part of the investigation, but officials say foul play is not suspected. Investigators are withholding the man's name pending notification of family. Google's search for more space for its data centers has once again turned up in Iowa. Google built a $900 million data center in Council Bluffs in 2007 and began building a second $300 million data center there this spring. The manager of the data center, Chris Russell, announced another expansion on Friday.
Today I'd like to announce that we are increasing our investment in this new data center by $200 million. This includes increasing the size of the building as well as deploying in Iowa even more of the computing infrastructure that runs Google. And in fact, the construction of this expansion is getting underway now.
The data centers store much of the information used by the Internet search company in its operations. Russell says the new money being brought into Iowa has great significance.
This investment pushes us past a very important milestone. Google has now invested over $1.1 billion in Iowa in just 5 short years.
Google has created over 130 new jobs at its data center thus far. Russell could not say how the expansion would impact the number of jobs in the company.
Now we're starting on the building, and of course there will be jobs connected with this, but right now we're just focusing on the building, so we don't have that number.
Governor Terry Branstad said at the event Friday the impact immediately will be on the construction jobs needed to build the expansion. Russell says people in the area will notice a difference in the original plan for the second data center.
The original footprint of the building that we announced this summer will be increased quite a bit. So it's going to be definitely additional construction. The building is definitely a different size because of this than it was originally going to be, significantly.
The announcement comes on the heels of Google's plans to invest $75 million into a wind farm near Rippey. The company says that wind farm will produce enough electricity to power 15,000 homes. The Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA, board on Friday awarded financial assistance to 7 business projects in the state that are expected to create 120 new jobs. IEDA spokesperson Tina Hoffman said the biggest projects involved an expansion by DuPont Pioneer in Johnston.
They are going to make a $13 million capital investment and create 100 additional jobs. And that will be kind of a consolidation, a construction of new office and lab space, as well as some greenhouse space to continue their work.
The new jobs are expected to pay an annual salary of nearly $88,000. The state will provide DuPont Pioneer with up to $4.4 million in tax credits. Part of the project involves moving some operations and jobs now in Ankeny to Johnston. Excel Engineering, located in the southwest Iowa town of Diagonal, was awarded nearly $86,000 in tax credits.
Excel in Diagonal is an engine testing and natural gas engine design firm. They're going to make a $1.6 million capital investment, and they're going to create 10 jobs.
And Grain Millers Incorporated, located in St. Ansgar, is also planning an expansion that will create 10 jobs.
And they're going to be constructing a new facility, improving a processing line, adding a packaging line, and purchasing equipment.
Grain Millers was awarded $550,000 in tax credits. The IEDA board also approved awards to startup companies located in Fairfield, Estherville, Urbandale, and Iowa City. A man with ties to Atlantic has received the 2012 Teacher of the Year Award from the Shenandoah Community School District. Brian Doust graduated from the Atlantic High School in 1995. He received his degree from the University of Northern Iowa and has been teaching social studies and broadcasting at the middle school in Shenandoah for the past 4 or 5 years or so. Prior to that, he taught at the Central Lyon Community School District. The award was presented to Doust during the annual American Education Week reception held Wednesday at the Shenandoah Middle School. In a form nominating him for the award, it was noted that, quote, Brian is the type of teacher and coach who goes above and beyond the call of duty. He is said to be innovative and willing to go to great lengths to get things done to make programs work. Doust created a broadcasting class several years ago at the school. His idea, coupled with community support, allowed a broadcasting booth to be built in the back corner of his classroom. Several of his broadcasting students have won state recognition. It was also noted that Doust is a dedicated father and husband with high moral values. Brian Doust is the son of Mark Doust in Atlantic. The Iowa Museum Association has announced the names of the board of directors who will lead that organization in 2013 through 2014. Leading the organization for the next 2 years will be Angela Stanford, with a Danish immigrant museum in Elkhorn, who will serve as president. And among the board members from Western Iowa is Tina Popson with the Hitchcock Nature Center and Sandra Leininger with the French Icarian Colony. The Iowa Museum Association is a statewide organization serving a constituency that includes art centers and museums, botanical centers, children's museums, historic sites, historical societies, living history sites, nature centers, along with nature history museums, planetariums, science and technology centers, and zoos. The mission of the Iowa Museum Association is to provide quality training and development to Iowa museum professionals and volunteers, advocate for support of Iowa's museums, and build a strong community of museums and museum supporters in Iowa. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Lavetta Burkhalter, age 92, of Creston, died Tuesday at the Crest Haven Care Center in Creston. Funeral services for Lavetta Burkhalter will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church Disciples of Christ in Creston. Powers Funeral Home in Creston has the arrangements. Darlene Mavis Fritz, age 81, of Pocahontas and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Darlene Fritz will be this morning at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Richard Richter, age 87, of Wyota, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Richard Richter will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Kenneth Knutson, age 84, of Ottawa, died Tuesday at the Elmwood Care Center. Funeral services for Kenneth Knutson will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Keith Johnson, age 69, of Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, and formerly of Harlan, died in November of 2011. Celebration of life services for Keith Johnson will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Sherry Lynn Alder, age 50, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. A memorial visitation for Sherry Alder will be held this evening from 2 until 4 o'clock at the main lounge at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Leonard Claver, age 77, of Underwood, died Thursday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Claver will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Neola. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Louise G. Dreher, age 90, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of Life memorial services for Louise Dreher will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. That is a check of the latest area news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.